Eyewitness say gunmen opened fire on the Constitution and Federalism Minister, Abdal Azzak Diraa, as he left prayers on Friday. Baidoa's police chief, Aidan Bede, said one suspect, a 35-year-old man, had been arrested, but the official gave no other details. In an interview with VOA shortly after the assassination, interim Deputy Prime Minister Ismail Hare said that Isaac was a prominent figure in both the government and the region.
The intention is to cow the civil government. It's too early, I'm saying that, but overall, it's whoever did it. Those people who are getting the orientation of the government and would like, I'm sure, the government to take complete. And the intention could also be, you know, to create some sort of clan, you know, rift between the people in this part of the country.
Members of the interim government are scheduled to meet Saturday to discuss a reshuffle of parliament, which many had hoped would open the door for Islamic leaders to join the government. It is hoped by moderates that if Islamists are invited into the government, there would be a far greater chance of peace negotiations resuming. Tensions in the country are being further heightened by the presence in Somalia of Ethiopian troops, who are backing the interim government against the Islamists. Also, the Eritrean government is supplying the Islamists with arms to aid them against Ethiopian forces. With Islamist leaders calling for holy war against Ethiopia and the Ethiopian government promising that they will use force to prevent the setting up of an Islamic theocracy on their border, hopes are fading that a bloody war can be avoided in the country. Pierce Lynch for VOA News, Nairobi.